Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Aloha, America. Welcome to the show. It's Friday, April 20th, 2012. Sure, happy it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Thank goodness it's Friday. I keep getting these things messed up here a little bit. All right, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Dan the Man is in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. The phone number, as always, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Now, obviously, right now, the carbon Nazis and all the rest of the environmental extremists who are more concerned about extremism than the environment, I might add, are all in a lather about Earth Day. It's Earth Day, April 22nd. I would think Earth Day is kind of every day because we live on the Earth, but they have a special day set aside. Why April 22nd? Why not August 29th? Which was also Michael Jackson's birthday, or anything like that. Why April 22nd? Well, it turns out that April 22nd is already considered a unique landmark day because the very first Earth Day was held April 22nd, 1970, which just happened to be the 100th anniversary of the birth of Lenin. Now, I'm sure that's just a coincidence that this very socialist agenda environmental movement is celebrated on Lenin's birthday, but I'm sure it's just a coincidence. Absolutely just a coincidence. Now, looking at the media today, it is all Zimmerman all the time. I have seen hardly anything else but going on about how Zimmerman has been granted bail and he's probably going to be able to go free until the trial and blah, 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 and how sorry he was for the loss. It's a distraction. They're waving this around as a distraction. They're waving this around to sell the idea that there is racial discord in this country, so Obama has an issue he can run on for November that isn't the wars and isn't the economy and isn't his slavery to Israel. So there. This is not news. This is a sales pitch. They're selling you Zimmerman, Trayvon, Martin as some kind of a political tool. It's not news. News is what affects your life. Okay? The wars, the economy, corporate corruption, political corruption. That's the news. That kind of reporting is why the media was given the First Amendment to begin with, so that they could keep a check on the government, not go off on all this tabloid stuff. Now, we're hearing a follow-up from Ted Nugent's interview with the United States Secret Service following a joke he made. Apparently, was the head of the Democratic National Committee, demanded the Secret Service take action. And the Secret Service, eager to have a distraction away from their prostitution scandal, said, yeah, we'll go talk to the comedian. And now Ted Nugent has basically come out publicly saying it's ridiculous to think he was threatening the president, but understood why the Secret Service had to investigate, you know, because the Secret Service is to respond even when somebody as maniacal as a Wasserman Schultz or Pelosi or Boxer or Feinstein complains. If you call the Secret Service and complain, they will come investigate. They might not do anything. Just as a piece of advice, lock up the liquor and your daughters before they show up. That's just my little advice for you right now. All righty. Now, over in Vermont, kind of a really cool story. The Vermont The Vermont legislature has passed a resolution calling for an amendment to the Constitution to abolish the doctrine of corporate personhood, which says corporations are people deserving of constitutional rights meant to protect human beings. And as we've commented time and time again, a constitution does not get a right to free speech because corporations are not sentient creatures. They don't speak at all. They are legal constructs, and they're simply used as a shield to allow the owners of corporations to have more political influence than any other human being. And that's not what the republic was supposed to be. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Border guard in uniform takes a shooting position on a hill not far away. A sniper rifle to his eye, you can see him taking aim. The crack of gunfire, two innocent ones fall.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about Vermont is now the first state to call for a constitutional amendment that would remove the concept of corporate personhood. Now, we know that corporations have come to wield a tremendous amount of, an unhealthy amount of, political influence over our society. Benito Mussolini basically said fascism should more properly be called corporatism. When corporations come to rule the society for their own profitability, that is fascism. That's where we are right now. So Vermont has passed a measure calling for a constitutional amendment to say that corporations are not people. They are not entitled to the protection of the Bill of Rights, certainly not selectively. And, of course, one of my biggest gripes about this whole corporate personhood thing is that the owners of corporations are saying their corporations are people with First Amendment rights, therefore you cannot limit how much corporations can spend on political advocacy. The problem with that being that the corporations are not making those decisions, the corporate owners are. They're using this corporate personhood to basically create for themselves a privileged legal status to exert influence over our society that you as an ordinary citizen living on a regular living wage is unable to do. Well, I hold that if corporations are persons protected by the Constitution, then along with the First Amendment, we must apply the 13th Amendment, saying that persons may not be owned by other persons. If a corporation is a person, they are emancipated. That means every stock certificate in America is now worthless. Of course, we know Congress won't enforce that. This whole idea of corporate personhood is very selective. Corporations will have the civil protections that benefit the corporations, but not the ones that might actually impede the profitability of them. So it really is a bit of a joke, and Vermont stood up and struck a blow for liberty by saying this whole idea of corporate personhood is nonsense. Corporations are not persons. They are not sentient creations. They are not conscious. They certainly do not have the intellect inherent in the corporation itself to have an opinion about politics. It is merely a shield for the corporate owners to have an unfair advantage steering the future of the nation, and they steer it in their own interests. So good for the people in Vermont. Wall Street, of course, will immediately jump up and down and scream, veto, 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 our corporations are saying veto. No, it isn't. It's the corporate owners. This corporate personhood is a mask for a class society where no longer all men are created equal. Corporate owners now have special privilege and power and authority over the rest of us. That is not what America is supposed to be. That is not what America is supposed to be. All right, now, Sean Egan of Egan Jones has come out swinging, basically, in response to accusations leveled at his ratings firms by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Now, Egan Jones is one of the very few ratings agencies whose services are paid for by subscribers rather than the issuers of the securities it rates. For most of the other big rating agencies like Moody's and Standard & Poor's and Fitch, they rate the securities, but they're paid for by the companies that issue those securities. And, of course, this led to that debacle on the mortgage-backed security fraud, where Moody's and Standard & Poor's and Fitch were all saying, oh, yeah, these mortgage-backed securities, they're all AAA. Trust us. They're absolutely AAA. And when it all imploded, all of these rating agencies said, well, really, it was just our opinion, and you shouldn't put that much emphasis on it. Now, Egan Jones, of course, does not take money from the companies whose securities it rates. If you want their opinion, you must pay for it, which to me seems to remove a major conflict of interest in this whole process. The Securities and Exchange Commission didn't see it that way, and they have come out with accusations against Egan Jones. They're attempting to block Egan Jones from certification for a nationally recognized ratings agency, and they're trying to block them, I guess, to keep them from interfering with the established order. And remember, this is the same Securities and Exchange Commission that for 12 long years looked the other way while Bernie made off with the loot, screwed his own investors for $65 billion, which you, the taxpayer, have now had to make up. The SEC's investigators were going over to investigate Bernie Madoff because of all the complaints coming in from people like Harry Markopoulos, who basically presented the evidence of fraud on a silver platter and said, look, this guy is screwing people. And the SEC investigators went over to Bernie Madoff and said, here's our resume. We'd rather work for you than the SEC because you pay better. You got the money. You got the goodies. You got the really cute girls in the front office. We want to hang out with you because we worship money. We're money junkies. And so now that same SEC is out there telling you that the one credit ratings agency that is not on the payroll of the companies issuing securities is the villain, and you shouldn't pay any attention to them. Now, a little telling bit of information here where everyone's talking about Eurozone debt and Great Britain's debt and all the problems, and Spain is teetering and Greece is teetering and all the rest of that stuff. Okay? The reality is that the debt of the United States is far greater than the Eurozone and Great Britain combined. And it's estimated at $15.1 trillion, and we're talking $15.1 trillion. That's the government debt, not including all the money borrowed and spent bailing out Wall Street from the mortgage-backed security fraud. So the IMF is in here saying, well, you've got to clean up your debt, meaning screw the American people to pay back the bankers, because that's the only solution they can ever think of, screwing the American people to pay back the bankers. Now, over in Afghanistan, we're continuing to see the fallout from the Afghan massacre. 16 Afghan villagers, including 9 children, were shot in their houses. The official story is crazed lone nut sergeant. We shouldn't judge the entire army by him. Witnesses continue to say several American soldiers were involved. Some of them may have been drunk. And they were just, according to one guy, Reuters interviewed this one guy, they're all drunk and shooting all over the place. And it was just a horrible situation. Now, of course, we had that story come out yesterday where U.S. troops are posing with dead body parts. And the reason this is now significant is between the massacre and the bad press from that, the attempt to create this Toulouse shooting as a distraction did not work, and now with the new photos, what we're seeing is all of these so-called NATO allies in Afghanistan are starting to pull their troops out now. They're not waiting for any projected end of the war next year or in 2015 or in 2024. The U.S. wants to stay there permanently, and all the other countries have said, we've had it. This is not a moral war. We are not helping ourselves by staying in it. We're throwing away the lives of our young people for what? So we can have cheap opium? And here's where it gets to be a problem. The United States is just starting on their program of world conquest. They cannot afford any perception of defeat or loss in any war anywhere yet, or the whole thing starts to come apart. So with NATO allies pulling all of their troops out of Afghanistan and going into the time of year when the Taliban tends to escalate their efforts to kick out the invaders, we can expect the United States to start sending more troops back into Afghanistan under whatever pretext they can, including reactivation of soldiers who've already served. People who've had their tours in Afghanistan may suddenly find themselves being sent back because the U.S. government cannot afford to be seen to lose in Afghanistan. That'll be the beginning of the end as it was for the Soviet Union. So we can expect a serious, serious escalation there. And the U.S. doesn't even want to admit the other allies are pulling out. They're just making up all these other kinds of excuses here. Meanwhile, Leon Panetta is out there stumping for an invasion of Syria. And again, it's the same old pattern we have seen before. The U.S. and Israel train these so-called terrorists. They insert them into these countries. The terrorists, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, cause trouble. And then the United States says, oh, we must save those poor, oppressed people from their own government. And Leon Panetta is saying, yeah, Libya was absolutely the perfect model. Libya's intervention is the model. Well, the Libyan intervention was the U.S. getting the gold, getting the oil, getting rid of the value-based currency, and enslaving the Libyan people to the same sort of privately owned central bank that ruined the lives of 300 million ordinary Americans. That's the plan for Syria. It's the plan for the United States. It's the plan for the rest of the world. This clash of civilizations is a war between banking systems. And the United States government is murdering millions of people around the world in order to preserve privately owned central banks, even though no nation in the grip of a privately owned central bank can last for very long. Little trivia factoid here for you. The average lifespan of a fiat currency, one that is not backed by anything of value, is about 27 years. And the Federal Reserve note has lasted a little over 40. And so it's at the end of its lifespan, as all this escalating debt is, you know, has to prove to you. And the bankers know that this is a pattern. They start, you know, privately owned banks, debt-based currencies. They just print it up and spend it out there. And it's great for the generation of bankers who start it. And it's an absolute disaster for the generations of the citizens that follow. And it is a scam, and they know it's a scam, and they know all about the 11th marble. But they're just on a looting spree. They're pillaging the population to cover up for a deliberate accounting design flaw that transfers the wealth from the people whose labor created that wealth to the bankers who do not provide anything to society at all except ink and paper and a belief system, a religion, the divine religion of compound interest. Now, up in Chicago, as they get ready for the big NATO convention up there, they're running all these counterinsurgency exercises up there, black helicopters, soldiers rappelling down there, machine guns, LRADs, and the whole situation. And the U.S. is clearly getting ready to deal with a violent revolution. And it may be far more reaching than just the coming NATO conference there in Chicago. We're coming up on the period where hundreds of thousands of Americans, almost 750,000, are going to lose their extended jobless claims benefit. We know the House is trying to find a way to make it harder for people to qualify for food stamps in order to protect the Pentagon budget next year. People are not going to starve to death without complaining. So we're going to take a break here for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We will be right back.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I understand from Dan, the man in the control room there, they've got thunderstorms coming in. It is really, really rough weather out there. And it is, I mean, considering that we're basically heading into May, it's unseasonably cool out here in Hawaii. We're getting warm sun during the daytimes, you know, but at night, it's really very, very cool. All righty, let's see. Getting back to more serious situations here, we're talking about the U.S. government's preparations for an armed confrontation with the American people. Apparently, Hillary Clinton is back on this whole thing about how all semi-automatic weapons ought to be banned for all American citizens because they really don't have a need for such firepower. Yeah, of course we do. And Thomas Jefferson said what that need is, to throw off tyrannical government. Meanwhile, of course, that government is buying all of this six-lobed hollow-point ammunition, which is illegal to use in war, apparently to point at us. So clearly the U.S. government is intending to push us to the point of a violent uprising so that they can turn around and start shooting people and put us uppity slaves back in our cribs where we belong. And as I have been saying all along, they're preparing to fight the last revolution, not the current one. The U.S. government would love a violent uprising. It plays into their strengths. They're prepared to deal with violence. What they are unable to deal with, what they're unable to prepare for, is if the entire American public stands up and says, we're not going to pay the bills anymore. when Wall Street screws up, or when Wall Street commits crimes, or when the federal government screws up, like when they lost $3 trillion just before 9/11 at the Pentagon, we're just going to say, we're not going to pay for it. We never agreed to it. We never agreed to destroy our own standard of living in order to pay back investment money from some other country that was invested here in really stupid, dumb products because we can't manufacture anymore anyway. This is already a movement all over Europe, the We Won't Pay movement. It's a carrying forward of the idea of odious debt. We all agree to pay taxes for things like good schools, good roads, good hospitals, good infrastructure, taking care of the people, the American people. That's what we pay taxes for. Nobody listening to this show ever agreed to have their lives looted and pillaged so the money could be sent up to the New York multi-billionaires so they don't have to go to jail for trying to defraud the rest of the world. Nobody listening to the show ever agreed to loot their own lives to send the money to Israel. Nobody listening to the show ever agreed to have their lives reduced to abject poverty to fund pointless wars of conquest in a dozen countries on two continents on the other side of the world. We never agreed to that. It's not even in the Constitution. And so if we are a free people, we have a right to the freedom to say no. There is no freedom without the freedom to say no. Free people can say no. Only slaves are not allowed to say no. So it's time for us all to say no. We're not going to pay for Wall Street's crimes any longer. We're not going to pay if outside investors, foreign investors, come into this country and pump in a lot of money, and they lose their shirts, and they go crying to the government, and the government says, that's okay, we'll take money from the American people and give it to you so that you'll be happy about coming back into investing in Wall Street again. That's fascism. They demonstrated it back in 1980s with the SNL bailouts. Now they've been doing it again with all of these, you know, TARP and all the rest of that stuff, looting the people to pay for Wall Street's criminality. We have a right to say no. We have a right to say we refuse to be accessories after the fact to felony fraud by Wall Street's bankers. We have that moral right. We have that moral right to say we refuse to pay for the guns and bullets turned against innocent, unoffending nations around the world, and certainly to be turned against the American people. We have that right. More than that, we have a moral duty. We have a moral duty to say no. And that is why this next revolution is not going to be won or lost with violence in the streets. The U.S. government hopes they can create that impression so that they can suspend the Constitution and bring about this global fascist dictatorship they've been working so hard to bring about. But all we have to do is simply refuse to pay and be seen to survive long enough. And at some point, that message, we're not going to pay for the losses anymore, will get out to those foreign bankers and foreign investors. And they'll yank their money all at once. It'll be just like rollover for real. And Wall Street will collapse, and the federal government will go with it. For a revolution to succeed in the United States of America, it is not necessary to blow things up. For a revolution to succeed in the United States of America, it is not necessary to fight pitched battles in the streets of America. For a revolution to succeed in America, it is not necessary to march into the streets of Washington, D.C. with flaming torches and pitchforks. We just have to be visible. And we just have to persist. And we just have to keep saying the message over and over again. We're not going to pay. We don't have it. We wouldn't pay it if we did have it. You created this financial nightmare on your own without our permission. You will solve it or not on your own resources. And we are not a resource. We are citizens. We are human beings. We are free people. And freedom means the right to say no. No more of our children in your wars of conquest. No more of our wealth to save Wall Street from its own criminality. Deal with the problem yourself. You created it, you fix it, or you do the honorable thing and resign. So all these bullets and bombs and helicopters and all this other stuff the U.S. government is wasting your tax money on, they're preparing to fight an old-style revolution, and they just don't understand. It's changed completely. Look at the right when the Soviet Union fell, how little violence there actually was. Same thing's going to happen here. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Friends, I hate to dig up painful memories, but consider this. You were raised on canned spinach, canned beans, canned beer, canned asparagus, and canned Vienna friggin' sausages. So why in tarnation would you buy canned seed? Man up and buy a Texas Ready Liberty Seed Bank. They come in a genuine resealable grab-and-go U.S. Army ammo box that protects your heirloom seeds from light, moisture, and vermin. Leave those other seed kits for the ignorant and spring for a Texas Ready bank. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from dirt to dinner. Order a real bank today at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357, TexasReady.net. And remember, nothing good comes from a can.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Really Happen Radio Show. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And moving right along about the U.S. government basically feeling very insecure and scared of unaware and skeptical citizenry, they have started seizing servers of progressive internet service providers. As you're probably aware, there are the corporate internet service providers, the big commercial ones. They generally will go along with whatever the government says. Yes, turn over records, give us the IP, let us, whatever. There are some people who have set up internet service providers who are dedicated to the idea of freedom of speech, freedom from harassment. And apparently the FBI started seizing a server from sister organization Rise Up, and managed by ECN, a progressive technology provider in Italy. And basically, this is an attempt to chill the alternative media so that only the approved version of anything is out there in the public eye. And frankly, when I read this story, the first thing I thought of were all those book burnings the Nazis used to do. And if you really think about it, in terms of the flow of information through society, this is exactly the same thing. When the FBI goes out and starts shutting down servers whose content they don't approve of, it is morally the same thing as when the Nazis were burning books. Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil. By the way, if it ever is allowed out, you need to get Sibel Edmonds' book, Classified Woman. I I'm very lucky that she sent me a copy, and I understand the FBI is still trying to block it. And she paints a portrait of your average FBI politico that is very consistent with my experience with the FBI over the years, and it will be an eye-opener for most Americans who grew up on the manufactured propaganda of the FBI story and all those Quinn Martin TV shows about the FBI, this and that. They are not at all the people that the media has portrayed. Well, just like the CIA isn't really that swell bunch of Joes that Tom Clancy's book portrayed them as. We wish they were. You know, if the CIA were really like that, that would be a cool group of people to work with. I remember my one contact with them over at CBS. And I said, boy, there's no difference between them and the mafia, you know, except the mafia dresses a little better. Now, over in Israel, as you're probably aware, they started carrying out airstrikes on Gaza just because they're angry that Palestine is still trying to achieve recognition of statehood at the United Nations. 26 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza, and today they reached a ceasefire. I guess Israel has said, we have to wait for the United States to send us more ammunition to use on you or something like that, but that's basically what it came down to. Now, do you remember that very disgusting video that came out during this Palestine protest, the so-called Flotilla, where Israel was going to all these countries in Europe and saying, do not allow anybody to fly to Israel for this protest. Air France actually took a woman off a flight to Tel Aviv purely because she was not Jewish. That's how completely out of control this was. And there was this Israeli soldier who bashed a Danish protester in the head with his rifle and then apologized because it was caught on TV. Well, another video of the incident has now been released, and this guy bashed a total of 5 of the protesters with his rifle. And so now it's out there. This wasn't a lone random act. This was policy. They were just pounding on these people. Now, over in Israel, there is a talk show celebrity there named Irit Lenoir. And she's on the air saying that she thought it was great seeing the IDF soldier bash these Danish protesters in the head with a rifle. Because, after all, they have blonde hair. And that makes them look like Nazis. She goes on to say they were all born anti-Semites and they will die anti-Semites. Okay, well, this Irit Lenoir is apparently very clueless about history because the people of Denmark ran an underground that protected the Danish Jews from the Nazis to such an extent that the Danish underground was nicknamed Righteous Among the Nations for protecting Jewish lives against the Nazis. But of course, in the view of Israel, that was yesterday. What have you done for us today already? And the double standard there is very, very obvious. Israel demands that we are all brainwashed with Holocaust, 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 and how bad it was and how much the Jewish people suffered. But when we stand up and say, wait a minute, we suffered in World War II too. I had family who died in World War II trying to stop Hitler. And you're trying to make me feel guilty for what Hitler was doing? It doesn't make any sense. And I say, oh, that's really irrelevant. That's nothing. And that's what this lady, Irit Lenoir, is doing with the Danes. The Denmark really went the distance trying to protect Jewish lives during World War II, and she's out there calling them anti-Semites because they have blonde hair. Not that we're being racist or anything, right, Ms. Lenoir? Meanwhile, as they keep waving around Holocaust Remembrance Day or Holocaust Propagandizing Day or whatever, I can't remember the Holocaust. It all happened before I was born. I can't remember it. All I've got is the propaganda coming from, you know, various Hollywood movies. But apparently, even as they're waving around Holocaust, 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 you remember all those reparations that were acquired from various governments around the world, and all these bankers had to turn over all these billions and billions of dollars in accounts that were supposedly, and it was a rough calculation, well, you know, Jews were such a percentage of the population back during World War II, so we presume that the same percentage of your current holdings belong to Jewish people. You will give them to Israel. We will redistribute them among the survivors of the Holocaust. Remember, I was always talking about all these people surviving the Holocaust. Well, it turns out the real survivors, the few real survivors of the Nazi slave labor camps living in Israel, are starving. There's a story, we have it linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, where one of the actual genuine survivors of the Nazi slave labor camps is living in Israel and is going hungry, because wherever this reparations money vanished to, it wasn't to the people we were told it was going to help. It's just another money junkie scam here. All righty, Stockholm Airport has decided to take a stand over Israel's security inspection methods. As you're probably aware, any place that El Al flies, Shin Bet, the Israeli security force, will go into the airport and say, you will do things the way we want them to be done. And you think the TSA is bad. You know, the Shin Bet is even worse. And more airports are starting to say, we don't want El Al to come here. It's really more trouble than it's worth. And we have Stockholm, along with the ones in Malmo, Sweden, and in Copenhagen, are simply saying, we don't want your style of security inspections, and therefore you will not be allowed to operate here. This may be prudent. Actually, it was Arkia, the only Israeli airline flying to Sweden, had to move its operations, not El Al. I misspoke on that. But there may be a good reason for these airports to not want Israeli security at their airline gates, because, folks, Israeli security was running the airports that all of the 9/11 flights departed from. Israeli security was running the security at the airport the shoe bomber departed from. Israeli security was running the security at the airport the underwear bomber departed from. With a track record like that, why would you want Israeli security in your airport, no matter how arrogant and abusive they may be? However, I think we can probably expect that in the very, very near future, there will be a Muslim terrorist, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, committing an act of terror in Sweden to teach those Swedes that, by golly, they will not refuse Israeli security. It's kind of like the old mafia protection racket. You got to hire our security people, get our stickers. Well, something bad going to happen to you. That's what's going on here. It's a protection racket again. All righty. Let's see. And over in Hollywood, as you're probably aware, this issue over copyrights and copyright infringement has really been heating up. And the consortium of movie studios, music companies, media companies had gone to court to try and establish a legal precedent that an internet service provider could be held liable for any copyright infringement going through their system. Now, it was an unreasonable expectation because the cost of having to literally monitor everything going through the ISP would put most of these ISPs out of business. And it's like saying that a telephone company can be held liable for somebody calling up with a phony fire report or a death threat. And we know the telephone companies are not held liable for that. And so, perhaps not too surprisingly, in a high court decision, the legal precedent was set, and it was a major, major decision that an internet service provider is not liable for copyright infringement taking place over their services, because it's not their job to be paying attention to what's going on. And this, of course, Hollywood is screaming and crying and whining about this thing. But analysts are looking at it, and they're basically saying that this excessive claim about copyright protection and everybody's responsible and everybody owes us money is not being taken very seriously. It's not getting a lot of traction. And by the way, this landmark case took place down in Australia, but it will be applied around the world. And Hollywood never to say, we're losing money, we're losing money, we're not making the money we thought we should be making, and it's all the fault of the software pirates. And I want to repeat something I have said about it before, okay? Dear broadcasters, your revenues are not dropping because of copyright infringement or pirating. They are dropping because TV shows and movies these days continue to be politically correct dreck repeated over and 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 over again. Nobody's going to steal a copy of The Bourne Identity. It's playing somewhere on TV every day, you know, 15, 20 times a month on cable. The reality is that in a tragic repeat of the McCarthy era, politically correct Hollywood has driven the most creative talent out of the industry, so they don't represent a threat to the status quo. They don't represent a threat to the war machine, to the powers that be, and to vested political interest. And as a result, without that creative spark that was willing to challenge the way people think, what we get are constant rehashes and redos of things we have seen before. And the example I used before was Super 8, this formulaic melange of ideas copied from Cloverfield, E.T., Close Encounters. And I actually bought the DVD, and I have since thrown it away. And I can assure you, nobody's going to steal it. It isn't worth stealing. If Hollywood wants to save their profit margins, if the media wants to save their profit margins, the first thing they have to do is look in a mirror. Because the problem isn't copyright and piracy. The problem is the content. It is not measuring up. It is not holding anybody's interest. When I go to the local flea market, you know, I see these little vending stands, you know, where they're trying to sell pirated copies of music and DVDs, and I don't see anybody bothering there. I don't see anybody buying the stuff. It's all stuff we've seen it or a variation thereof already six times this year. We're going to go to the phones. You got Tim in Wisconsin. Aloha, Tim. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
I wanted to both agree with you about what you're, you know, saying about the internet, and that we need to do, you know, whatever we can to keep them from trying to kill the alternative media. Like you said, that they're trying to do. Another thing I was also going to say is to what you said before that about what happened, you know, how the Soviet Union fell, about that happening here, that that once that would happen here, that hopefully we'd all be able to be ready, so that because like how I heard in past programs, even on other alternative patriot networks, about as soon as after the Soviet Union fell, that then the trick people, they just, you know, put it under another name, and so hopefully we'd be to be ready here, so that they couldn't, you know, do that here.
Well, I don't know what you're hearing about any kind of a trick. I mean, basically the Soviet Union fell, and there was a brief attempt at a counter coup. That was the only real incidence of violence. Putin basically came in to power. They kicked out the money junkies. That was the biggest single thing they did. And after only 3 years, Putin paid off Russia's foreign debt. We could use that kind of wise leadership here in the United States of America. Kick out the money junkies. Get rid of private central banking. Russia's central bank is much more tightly controlled and tied in with the government than here in the United States of America, where the Federal Reserve just does what it wants to. And if the U.S. government tries to control it, the Federal Reserve says, well, we'll just crash the economy if you try and audit us. So Putin did some really good things, and we need to learn from that. And, you know, understand that Russia today is a lot better place to live in than it was under the Soviet Union. And I think we understand that after our current government and financial system in this country collapses of its own rot, there'll be 3 to 4 months of extreme difficulty for everybody. Then we'll kick out the money junkies and we'll start up a country like we had under the original Constitution before private central banking came along, and life will be better for our children. And I think that is definitely something that we ought to be looking forward to. I'm going to let you go here. We're getting close to the top of the hour, and the phone lines are starting to load up. So I want to switch over to Steve in Florida. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I hope I'm not breaking up on you here. Back to this Hollywood
I didn't even
thing.
Realize we were dating.
I don't think. But anyway, you are funny sometimes. I'll tell you, you got me laughing over here. Anyway, back to this Hollywood thing.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that you kind of left out, and one thing that Hollywood's kind of leaving out, you know, okay, yeah, the movies stink. You've seen one, you've seen them all, right?
There are exceptions like Avatar.
Yeah, but very few. You know, and if you want to see a movie, you got to get it from some other country, right? But the one thing that you're leaving out and they're leaving out is, hey, a lot of people that can't afford a ticket. How many people are on food stamps? And, you know, okay, they make a movie in Hollywood and then they export it.
Very good.
They export it. Okay, how many Spaniards do you think, how many Italians or Greeks are going to afford a ticket to go buy see the thing. So they're crying that they're losing money. So I just thought I'd throw that in there.
You're absolutely right.
No,
you know, the reality is that everybody has run out of money, and they're looking for excuses as to why they're not making profits, and nobody has the courage to stand up and say, Wall Street's mortgage-backed security fraud wrecked the economy, the wars are draining our economy, we're already losing these wars on the economic sense, and yeah, we're a pillaged population, and when you destroy the middle class, you destroy your own customers, and nobody has the balls to stand up there and say that, except you, of course.
Of course you do.
Anyway, Steve, we got to take a break for commercials here, so thank you very much for that cogent insight. We'll be right back with more phone calls after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob Neuf today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob Neuf today, 888-639-2621.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And for those of you who were following the kerfuffle yesterday when USA Today ran a web ad article about the current crop of GOP candidates, including ones who have already dropped out of the race and ignoring Ron Paul, and it triggered a huge fury in the public's mind that, I mean, we have never seen the media so obviously trying to sell you which candidate you will think about and which candidate you will ignore. It's never been this blatant, this pandering to the power elites here. And apparently there was such a huge public outcry that USA Today has just changed the article to include Ron Paul. So they are paying attention to us out there. They know, we know, their job is not to report the news, but to sell us the current political agenda. And we've been seeing that all along, not only this campaign season, but all the way back in 2008. You will only consider these candidates for election. You won't look at Ron Paul. Israel doesn't like Ron Paul. Wall Street doesn't like Ron Paul. The rich people don't like Ron Paul. The Federal Reserve hates Ron Paul. Therefore, you should never, ever, ever, ever consider him a viable candidate, even though he's talking about restoring the nation to the people. And that, of course, is a tremendous abuse of the media's rights under the First Amendment. They were given that First Amendment not to allow them to lie to you, as unfortunately, sadly, the Fox synthetic bovine growth hormone lawsuit set the legal precedent that they are allowed to lie to you under the First Amendment. They were given that First Amendment to protect them when they told the truth. And they're not doing it anymore. Which is, of course, why you're over here listening to Republic Broadcasting. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Anthony in Texas, aloha, Anthony. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir.
Hello. There you are.
Yes, I thought I was the only person that that noticed that about the Hollywood movie theater. When they came out with the movie Three Stooges, it threw me for, I was like, oh my goodness, that was the reason why it's Three Stooges has not been another Three Stooges made in the past 60 years. Because it was stupid then, but when you watch it over again, it's become dumb. So now they're going to put a movie for Three Stooges, and that's the one reason why they've been dismal at the movie theaters. No one wants to see that again.
Yeah, they want to see something new. They want to see something that is germane to the present day. We don't want to see something that is a remake. Now, I'll say one exception. I think Johnny Depp's new movie coming out about Dark Shadows is going to be fun to see because they're not trying to recreate Dark Shadows. They're basically spoofing the genre. And so I'm probably going to go ahead and see that one. But you're right, trying to revive the Three Stooges, endless repeats, you know, of movies that worked before in a different time. And again, this is a whole new age, and our society is aware of different sets of problems, different sets of social priorities, and Hollywood is failing to keep up with that. They're just basically trying to sell whatever the latest, clothing and cosmetics and whatever is coming out of the factories, and they're really getting out of touch with what people, you know, out here in the real world are thinking about. And I got to see a lot of this up close and personal when I was still in the industry.
I was kind of they may come out with the movie the series I Love Lucy.
Oh, that without Lucy it just won't work. We'll be right back after station identification.